We go from a red map to a blue map. We go to one of Herbert Hoover being reduced to the far northeast. He won a lot of upstate New York. He won areas in northern Illinois. He won those Republican areas in Tennessee. He won much of many counties in Utah, but he only took a handful of states. Roosevelt coming in overwhelmingly and coming in with a new philosophy of government. This really hadn't been done before, where the federal government is going to directly act to regulate many areas of the economy and to offer help to people through things like the public works administration, giving jobs, creating big new government agencies, social security, social safety net, and so forth. Just about any Democrat probably could have won the election. 4 years later, Roosevelt does even better. Alf Landon does not win his home state of Kansas. He picks up a few counties, but basically, as Republicans are reduced to two states, Maine and Vermont at this time. 61% to 36%, one of the biggest blowout elections in American history. So basically, the entire country going. Things had improved from 32 to 36, no doubt about it.